you know, did I do something wrong on the show?
You were doubting yourself.
Yeah. Just
all right, John, you take your time.
I had
Is it still hurting you now?
No. I had great support from the counsellors, from MLAs and people within the party, just to say, ignore it, but in a heart of hearts, it's not easy to ignore.
Why are you getting emotional, John?
Why I stood in this election is for to, you know, to give here a strong voice. But it all came down to sectarianism, divisive politics. You know, I don't think that young people want that anymore. We have to move away from it.
I think there's a perception out there that when you stand for election or when you're in the public eye, that you're a tough cookie and you can take anything. That's not the case with you, though, is it?
No. My nature is a caring, caring, loving person that tries their best to do what they can for everybody.
You're pretty upset. What exactly is making you upset, John?
It's just maybe the insults of people, that our people can sit and write those kind of malicious things.
Some people might say, do you know what? I don't think he can hack all of this. I don't think he can hack political life. Can you hack this? Or is this the right career move for you? Or should you just go back to the farming?
Definitely not. I have the brains. I have the personality for to get things done for this constituency.
But do you have the strength to cope with your critics?
On a political level, yes.
Because there are many critics at the moment.
On a personal level, nobody should ever be attacked on a personal level. You don't get into politics to be insulted, you know.
If you're falling at this hurdle, how are you going to cope further down the line?
I'm not going to change my personality for anybody. I am who I am.
What is your party doing to support you at this time?
They're in contact.
Is this a responsible employer? Is the SDLP responsible?
Oh, they are responsible. Like I had, as I said before, I was on Friday. I was rang by Mark Yates-Larkin, Fergal McKinney, Joe Byrne, Alistair, and they were all, contacting me. The policy team is there, and they're helping me for to set up a meeting with the NSPCC, Save the Children.
I'm just going to go on to that now. So you are adamant after your experiences and after what has happened in the past and what's happened in Fermanagh that you're going to try to stamp out bullying. So what are you going to do?
I want to say to young people and children that are experiencing this, to please talk to people. I want to organise a meeting with NSPCC and Save the Children to get down to the bones of online bullying.